This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.
This BuzzFeed story that I now find out is not actually a BuzzFeed story. We think CNN broke this with Jake Tapper. About Donald Trump and Russia is some of it is so horrible, and I don't believe it, that I can't believe that it's now out in the open air. I don't know what to make of this story, but now that it's out, we have to talk about this story. We can't accept it, and we can't dismiss it at this point. We have to know what the story is first, look at all of the possibilities, and then expect... Then expect what? The internet? In a world of fake news, this is fake news. At this point, this is fake news. But then again, at the devil's advocate, when Drudge came out with the blue dress, before there was a blue dress, wasn't it fake news? How does the media do their job, and how do you decide what's real and what's not? We begin there right now.
I will make a stand. I will raise my voice. I will hold your hand. Because we are one. I will beat my drum. I have made my choice. We will overcome. Because we are one.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck program.
All right, this is an incredible story. This is from BuzzFeed. Now listen to the way this is written. Listen carefully. BuzzFeed, here's the headline. These reports allege Donald Trump has deep ties to Russia. Ooh, I want to click on that one. What is that story? Listen to the first paragraph. A dossier compiled by a person who has claimed to be a former British intelligence official, alleges Russia has compromising information on Trump. The allegations are unverified, and the report contains errors, period.
But other than that...
But other than that, let's run the story. I mean, you listen to just this, and there's no reason why BuzzFeed should read this, run this story. Now, it was my understanding that this was the original source of the story, that BuzzFeed was the first one to come out. So you know, we think, remember when Harry Reid came out and said, wait a minute, James Comey, you think that it's okay to release that we're looking at a computer that you've never seen of Hillary Clinton's without any information. You think it's okay to release that when we know you have information about Russia and Donald Trump. You need to release this. Apparently, this information is what Harry Reid was talking about.
And we have confirmed, by the way, CNN did break this story.
Okay. So I want you to hear, because what I just read from BuzzFeed is outrageous. Outrageous. Anyone who would come into my office and say, Glenn, we got to do this story, and it's pretty bad. We'll give you the facts here in a second. And they would say, look, I've got a dossier. Who did it? Well, it was a person who claims to be a former British intelligence official. What do you mean claims? Were they or were they? Well, I'm not really sure. But listen, they allegedly have Russia on the record saying they have compromising information. They allegedly, so you don't know for sure? No, that's just what they're alleging. Nobody's backing that up? No. So the allegations, yeah, they're unverified, and also the report contains errors. I would say get the hell out of my office. But now I want you to listen to the way CNN framed this when they first broke the news with Jake Tapper, or when they were talking about it with Jake Tapper. Listen to this.
Jim, walk us through what we've learned.
I want to be very precise here. Multiple U.S. officials with direct knowledge of the briefings tell CNN that classified documents on Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election presented last week to President Obama and to President-elect Trump included allegations that Russian operatives claimed to have compromising personal and financial information about Mr. Trump. The allegations were part of a two-page synopsis. These were based on memos compiled by a former British intelligence operative whose past work U.S. intelligence officials consider credible. The FBI is now investigating the credibility and accuracy of the allegations, which are based primarily on information from Russian sources, but the FBI has not confirmed many essential details in the memos about Mr. Trump. The classified briefings last week, I should note, were presented by four of the senior-most U.S. intelligence chiefs, that is, Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, FBI Director James Comey, the CIA Director John Brennan, and NSA Director Admiral Mike Rogers.
Okay, so
that's a totally different, you know, view than what BuzzFeed has there.
Correct. But as I listen to that, out of the experts that go in and delivered this to the president and to Donald Trump, two of them are completely politicized. I don't believe Clapper for a second. Comey is credible to me, but Comey was the guy who was on, who was allegedly on Hillary's side.
So why Trump's side.
Yeah, yeah. So why would, if he's on Trump's side, why would he come in with anti-Trump stuff? You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, and the point is, obviously, I have no positive opinions about James Clapper either, but he's still one of the lead intelligence agents.
He's been wrong official. A lot.
Again,
can we start here? Can we start here? Let's agree on the premise first, okay? On the premise of what we're doing. We have to, as citizens, now figure out whether or not we should look at this and discuss this or not. And here are the two sides. One side will say, and break it down in classic logic, the president gets the best intelligence, right?
Yes. Although it's not always accurate.
Hang on just a second. The first premise is the president gets the best intelligence. This was given to the president. Therefore, this is the best information. Now, there are going to be people who are making that. Look, they didn't make this up. This was given to the president. You don't believe the president's briefings? That's the first side. They'll immediately accept it because this is credible information. It's coming from those four guys. But that's false because of what Pat said. The middle sentence is incorrect or incomplete. This was given to the president. The middle sentence should be, this was given to the president, but a lot of the stuff he's getting lately has been politicized, and sometimes it's incorrect.
Just ask him about weapons of mass destruction.
Exactly right. Okay? So the other side will tell you, the president gets the best intelligence. Yeah, but it's all politicized now. Therefore, we have to dismiss it. No. No, both of those are wrong. Logic will tell us the president most times, or the president gets the best intelligence available to him. What is given to the president is sometimes wrong. Therefore, we must not dismiss or accept, but instead investigate. So this is up to us now because it's been dropped into the laps of the American people. So let's logically, dispassionately look at what we have and not accept or dismiss anything. Anybody who says, I'm not listening, you're a fool. Anybody who says, I'm not listening to you try to excuse it all, you're a fool. I'm not listening to you because you're talking about Donald Trump. You're a fool. Because let's take it from the Trump side. This is Donald Trump's birther problem now. This will forever be the birth certificate of Barack Obama. From here on out, the left will use this information to try to discredit, and they will say in all kinds of fake news, well, yes, he's proved that's wrong, but I've got better sources, and let me show you, I'm going to be making a statement about some better sources that will show you he's lying. And it will be used against Donald Trump from here on out. So you better build a strong case based on logic, not on fear, not on anger, not on blind loyalty. Because they, the other side, will build it that way.
And we're talking about the president of the United States. Both sides owe it to themselves and to the country to dig into this and investigate.
We were never birthers, but I will tell you that there were many people around us that were passionate about Barack Obama's birth certificate at the very beginning. Mm-hmm. Passionate. And we dispassionately investigated. We did our own homework. We were never birthers. We dismissed it. I'm sorry. At first, we took this approach, not on the air, but internally, we took this approach. Neither dismiss it nor accept it. It's out there. Let's do our homework and find out whether or not it's credible or not. We found it to be completely uncredible. So we dismissed it. Let's do the same thing here, because I guarantee you this is going to be his birth certificate problem.
At least part one of it.
I think
how many things are going to come out like this.
There's two things that he has going against him. How do you cry foul that you can't believe a source when you were the one accepting the National Enquirer? When you were the one who said, I have additional information on his birth certificate, and he never produced it. You.
Right.
You're not going to gather a lot of sympathy from the people who don't like you.
Right.
There's no fairness points coming your way unless they really are trying to be better people.
We look at this and we try to look at it, as you point out, soberly, dispassionately, and look at the information.
Fairly.
Right now, what we know as far as these reports go, and we haven't really talked about what's in the reports.
Yes, we'll do that next.
We can do that here in a second. But there's no, it's almost important to look at it the way it's presented, which is, I think, fair for the journalistically correct way is the way that Tapper's team did it.
What we clipped from that was who was on Tapper's team. I mean, it was
Carl Bernstein.
It was the cream of the crop of journalists. That doesn't mean anything to a lot of people, but it is the best we have.
Right. But I mean, if you want to find out how to report a story, a good place to start is to see how Jake Tapper reported it.
Yes.
You're going to be on the right side of that about 99%
yes,
of the time.
I agree.
So you see there, I think what happened with the BuzzFeed part of this is they all these media organizations have had this information since what they believe since August. And my initial inclination on a story like this is they would never do. Look at this. They're just trying to take down a Republican president. They would never do this to the other side. They could have released this information before the election. They had it.
In fact, Harry Reid was demanding it.
Yes. So they could have done this before the election. The CNN report, I think, breaks a lot. But they're not the only people with this information. CNN reports it. And then BuzzFeed says, well, we have this. Let's get our piece of this story out there. And try to claim as much of the reporting as we can.
Correct.
Did they step over the line? I think probably. But I mean, I understand their motivation there, and I understand.
Well, I the BuzzFeed story. I hate to give this because I didn't know CNN broke this. I thought the events were
reversed.
Right. I thought CNN came out and did that, and I was like, okay, well, that's the credible way of presenting.
Right. Is BuzzFeed the only one reporting the most salacious stuff?
They released the actual documents. Inside the documents, it says things about prostitutes we can get into here in a minute, and also financial connections.
But CNN didn't really go into that.
They didn't even mention it.
Right.
And so
they did say the most salacious personal parts. Mm-hmm. They're not even talking about that. I mean, it is the other parts of this that are equally disturbing. I will tell you that the personal parts are almost irrelevant to me. Because you've either made your mind up about who Donald Trump is as a man one way or another.
Right. And but this is about whether he's compromised as a president. Not
correct.
How, if
correct.
He's,
correct.
You know,
so this part of it doesn't matter, except is he compromised as a president? But the first part of it is bad enough to be compromised as a president.
And a lot of the debate today is about, people are saying, he didn't do that. He's innocent. He didn't have all these prostitutes in Moscow. We'll get into the details as to why that's not important. I don't think it is important. I would also say that I don't think there's any reason to even entertain the idea that those things are true. At this point, there is such limited information.
Except for this. I want everyone in the audience to make up their mind now.
If it is true, does it matter?
Does it matter?
He just, it's the does Bill it Clinton situation.
Yeah. This is going to drag on for months, if not years.
If it's true, does it matter? Do you care about this guy's character at all?
Is there anything in this story that matters?
If it were true. Because I don't think it's true, and I don't think there's any reason to think it is at this point.
At this point, there's not.
But there's other reasons why it's important information, and we can get into that.
Yes, okay, so we'll do that coming up in just a second. First, we're going to get to the full information in just a moment.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Okay. 888-727-BECK.
I want to make sure that we all understand that there is, before we get into this, there's subtext to all of this. And I want to make sure that subtext we deal with right out of the gate. Trump won. Trump won legitimately, fairly, and he won on his own approach. It wasn't because anyone helped him in Russia. It's not because of Comey. It's because Hillary Clinton was a bad candidate. People were tired of the progressive, jam-down-your-throat approach of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. There were too many things, even for Clinton supporters, that made her a flawed candidate. The vast number of people that went out and voted, not only voted for Donald Trump, but some voted against Hillary Clinton, and some voted for Trump, even though they had questions. But no one voted and rigged the election. Russia did not rig this election. Did WikiLeaks play a role? Yeah, but I don't think it made an impact in the election. Comey made an impact in the election, but that's different. That's the FBI. That's the federal government. So, A, Trump won legitimately, fairly, and on his approach. His case on this, however, is hurt by him, because he said when he thought he was losing, the election was going to be rigged. But it was and is fair and legitimate. It was not in question, nor is it in question, that Trump is the legitimate president, no matter what we find in these documents from Russia. Let's make sure we make that clear. Now we'll read the documents to you when we come back. Okay, who's our guest?
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury. The Glenn Beck Program.
So let's look at the actual briefing that was received by the president yesterday, which, earlier, it was released yesterday. Let's ask ourselves, how is it that I am holding the documents that the president received? How is it I am getting the president's briefing here? That's interesting.
I think I can answer that.
Yes.
So the way to think about this, because the whole debate today is going to be, did Donald Trump have really weird sex with a bunch of prostitutes in Moscow? Is that true or not? And Donald Trump will say, no, it's not true. And people who don't like Donald Trump will say it is true, or we really need to consider it seriously. I think the right way to think about the story is,
Even
the intelligence sources weren't saying they thought it was true. It's an important thing to understand. They're not saying they investigated this, and what they found is Donald Trump was hooking up with prostitutes in Moscow. What they are saying is Russia was trying to influence our election, and these are the sorts of things they were floating around to try to do that. That's why that information was important to the president and the president-elect.
Right. Not that it's
true. Not that it's true.
So
that it was, these are the sorts of things they were doing to try to influence and threaten operatives for Trump and others.
Okay, so we're going to give you the report, but I want you to know that all of this, it's possible that all of this is true. It's possible that all of this is false. It's possible that, and most likely, that some of this is true and big portions of this are false. We have to decide if it matters, why it matters, but we have to also ask ourselves the question, who benefits from this information getting out? We have a former military intelligence guy who's on our staff who came up to me in the break and he said, I mean, this is Russia's fingerprints all over it. I can't believe this actual dump of this information has Russia's fingerprints all over it. Okay? So there's multiple levels to look at, and this is a three-dimensional chess game, so let's get into it. U.S. presidential election, Republican candidate Donald Trump's activities in Russia and compromising relationship with the Kremlin. Summary. Russia regime has been cultivating, supporting, and assisting Donald Trump for at least 5 years. AIM, endorsed by Putin, has been to encourage splits and divisions in the Western alliance. Okay, can we just take this one? Russian regime has been cultivating, supporting, and assisting Trump for at least 5 years. I believe that is true. It has nothing to say about Donald Trump. I believe that the Russian government has been doing that with any large businessman in America that has done business or wants to do business in the former Soviet Union. That's what they do. So, does that say anything bad about Donald Trump? No. It's important for Donald Trump to know that so he knows, okay, I'm a target. I got it. Not a problem. Putin, this has been endorsed, and Putin has encouraged splits and divisions in the Western alliance. We know that from Putin himself. His advisors and he himself have been on record talking about things like that. Splitting up NATO and splitting the United States of America. So nothing really new there at all, I think. So far, Trump has declined various sweetener real estate business deals offered him in Russia in order to further the Kremlin's cultivation of him. That's a good thing on Donald Trump.
Right.
Okay? He's not done it. However, he and his inner circle have accepted a regular flow of intelligence from the Kremlin, including on his Democratic and other political rivals. Okay, let's talk about that one for a second. You're a big businessman. You go over to Russia. You've not met with Trump or with Putin, but you've gone over there and you meet with the top bankers who we know are directly connected to Putin. Everybody's directly connected to Putin if you're a position of power. Okay? It's an oligarchy. So they're directly connected. Then this is the way intelligence works. Putin doesn't get on the phone with or a spy doesn't get on the phone with Donald Trump. They use a third party. And that third party may even be somebody who is not knowing that the person that is giving them the information is FSB. So the Kremlin says, we got to get this to Donald Trump. You know, the head of the bank. The bank is talking to this KGB agent, FSB agent, who he does or does not know is FSB, but knows he's connected and has material. He goes to a friend at the bank and he says, hey, by the way, listen, I got some information. You know, there's this this information here on Hillary Clinton. Don't ask me how I got it, but it's pretty good. I hear from upper levels they've got this information. You might want to give it to a friend. The guy at the bank says, wow, thank you. Donald Trump, he calls up Donald Trump, who does a lot of business with him, and says, listen, Donald, I got this from a friend. He's a good guy. I've known him for a long time. Doesn't know that he's FSB. Known for a long time. He's got great connections. Hey, listen, I'm going to send you some information he gave me. It's on Hillary Clinton. Don't know if it's true or not. You should read. Has Donald Trump done anything wrong?
No, I mean, other than the fact that he has said himself he has no connections business-wise to Russia for the scenario to play out. But, I mean, yeah, I don't think so in that particular case.
Has he done anything? Do I have this right, Jason? I'm looking at the intel guy. Yeah, that's the way it works, right? Donald Trump hasn't done anything wrong. So on the first two things, you can't accuse Donald Trump of doing anything wrong. Former top Russian intelligence officer, except being naive or stupid. I mean, you know, yeah, we all know if you're going
in. Does with that information too. Yeah. I mean, if he just listens to it and says we should look into this, and they never find anything. I mean,
oh, but if they look into it and they do find something, wouldn't you use it? Would you use
it? Right. I mean, of course you would.
Right.
I mean,
your only accusation is you're stupid or naive. If you think you're dealing at high levels in Russia, and especially if you're running for president, and you're not getting that, and Putin doesn't know you're getting that information, you're foolish. Okay. Former top Russian intelligence officer claims FSB has compromised Trump through his activities in Moscow sufficiently to be able to blackmail him. According to several knowledgeable sources, his conduct in Moscow has included perverted sex acts, which have been arranged and monitored by the FSB. Last one, a dossier of compromising material on Hillary Clinton has been collated by the Russian intelligence services over many years and mainly comprises bugged conversations she had on various visits to Russia and intercepted phone calls rather than any embarrassing conduct. The dossier is controlled by the Kremlin spokesperson, the person directly on Putin's orders. However, it has not yet been distributed abroad, including to Trump. Russian intentions for its deployment still unclear. Okay, so they're not going to do anything on Hillary Clinton unless Hillary Clinton is a problem to them. If she was president, she would have been compromised. So what do we have here? The guy who's elected might be compromised. The woman who could have been elected might be compromised. That's what you're looking at. The rest of it is salacious details. Am I mistaken? That's what I get from the summary. The rest of it just says detail.
Right, and the details obviously are the thing that everyone's talking about today.
Correct. But before you get into the details, am I right? Donald Trump, they are trying to groom him. He has rejected all sweetheart deals. That's a plus in his column.
And this is an opposition research file. So, I mean, they're looking for intentionally bad things about Trump. For them to say he's resisted these sweetener deals is definitely a point in his favor.
Is a point in his favor. So that's the first one. They have been trying to cultivate him. Unless you're a moron, and unfortunately for him, what he needs to come out and say is, of course I know that when you're dealing in Russia, you're dealing at the highest levels, you're dealing with Vladimir Putin. And of course, you would think this would play into his ego. Of course Putin wants me in his little chess game. Of course. I'm a powerful man before I was president. Of course he wanted to control me. I'm smarter than that. That's why I didn't take any of his sweetheart deals.
The problem, though, is that he has made the case over and over again that he has no dealings whatsoever with the country, period. I mean, so he can't make any of these other points because he has said he has no dealings whatsoever. And, you know, of course, no one knows because he hasn't, you know, released the information on the details of his business. Again, that doesn't, you know, doesn't mean any of this report is true. And that's why this, you know, this story as a whole is important and interesting, I think, because really what they're saying is, hey, other candidates commissioned opposition file reports, and we believe these things came from Russian sources that had that were leaking things at the behest of the Russian government. This is not something that our intelligence agencies have checked out and said, you know what, looks like he did do these things. This is just an example as to what he was being accused of in these circles, which is important because the case they were making to him was, hey, they were trying to influence it. You know, that's the case, which he keeps saying wasn't going on.
We know it is.
Of course it is.
It would be unnatural if it wasn't. It would be unnatural. It would be like saying Ronald Reagan did not try to interfere for our interests in the former Soviet Union. Of course we did. We all know we did. We all know we had operatives on the ground. We all know that we had people in their own press, in their own organizations, doing everything we could to bring them to their knees and to split them as a union. We know it. For us to think that it's not happening to us is beyond primary thinking. It's infantile to think that that's not happening.
Of course. And I think, too, another thing we have to entertain here, and you brought this up earlier as to why do we even know about this report? It's important that it went to the president, I think. Absolutely, the president and the president-elect should know this information was being circulated
yes.
about Donald Trump. Absolutely. Why do we know it? Well, it was an opposition report filed that had been circulating through media circles for months. Again, this could have been released before the election, and that's something important to note. However, there's also an interesting part of this, which is Donald Trump has made such a big deal at dismissing and disparaging our intelligence sources.
I think this is the biggest thing.
That I think it's very possible that this is their way of telling Donald Trump, stop screwing with us all the time.
Oh, I think it is really possible that, I mean, there's two people.
Jason, our intelligence yes. guy is saying yes.
Yeah, there are two organizations that you do not screw with as president of the United States. Number one, the Fed. They'll screw your economy and make you
the worst president,
of all time. And they did it to Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was taking on the Fed until the Fed started screwing with him. Then all of a sudden he was like, you know what? I think we're going to leave the Fed alone. And then everything went well. Okay. So the Fed, don't screw with the Fed. That's what lesson number one. I think we can all say a president knows. Number two, don't screw with the intelligence community. Because this is what they do for a living. They want to discredit you. They will. The problem with that is, if our intelligence community is doing this, then who does our intelligence community really work for? Is the tail wagging the dog? Do they work for the American people? Do they work for the president? Or do they work for themselves? If they're willing to do this, what aren't they willing to do? How much trouble are we in? We'll get into more and actually get into the details coming up in just a second.
Glenn Beck Program.
888-727-BACK.
Mercury. The Glenn Beck Program.
888-727-BECK. Welcome to the program. We're going to bring in Jason Batrill, who used to be with military intelligence. He now works for me as a researcher. And he has been on this for, 2 years, 3 years? We've been talking about this. And we said before the holidays that Russia is involved and they are going to discredit, and they're winning this intelligence game. He has insight as a former intel guy who you would help prepare some reports like this, would you not, Jason?
Yep.
Okay. Does this, without saying at this point, because we don't have time, does this read one way or the other, absolutely legit or absolutely false?
Seems like a total farce.
Coming up next.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.